just rattle down the street.
You're listening to 91.5 Debbie Phone Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. We're playing 2 hours of Jack White. Hours. We're playing 2 hours of Jack White today. That is the end of hour 1:04:39. Whatever. I have been on Twitter trying to find something to talk about in between because I understand that people need a break from these lovely, wondrous tracks sometimes. And of course, I find pictures of this white rhino that died the other day. And I'm just like, this is the most amazing animal I've ever seen. It's so sad. You know, I was having this conversation at work the other day about what animal you'd most like to meet. It's kind of a weird question, right? Because like there are a lot of animals that you'd probably like to meet, but like not like have it magically appear in front of you, right? Like I wouldn't want like a northern white rhino to just magically appear in front of me, right? I would like to go visit it in some sort of enclosure where it will not maul me. But if it was in such an enclosure, that would be the most amazing experience. Like, have you seen pictures of this? Like, a lot of you probably heard the headline that the last male northern white rhino died the other day, which sucks. But it is huge. Like, its head is, like, the size of a person. Like, you look at it and you're just like, I don't understand how a creature like this exists in the world. I mean, I understand how it survives. I certainly don't know how, I mean, I guess, how did it die is, you know, humans are terrible and kill beautiful, beautiful animals for fun. But it is, it's gorgeous. I'm amazed. That and like emperor penguins. I wouldn't necessarily need an enclosure for emperor penguins. I'm like, I would say a solid foot taller than the average emperor penguin. So I feel mostly safe and I don't believe that they are extremely strong. I feel like my fear would be that they would peck at me, which isn't good. So I'd like kind of try to keep my distance, but I would certainly get relatively close. Those seem adorable. How tall is the average emperor penguin is a great question. Because I am short, but I feel like emperor penguin is something that I'm Googling right now. I really liked March of the Penguins. They're 48 inches tall. Okay, so that's like 4 feet. Yeah, so I'm like a foot and a half taller than the average emperor penguin. God, they're so cute. They're so cute. I want to go to Antarctica. Not even just to see these penguins, but just to kind of like be in Antarctica. There's something that's really appealing to me about the continent of Antarctica, you know, that it's like away from like, you know, it's one of the only places on this planet that is like free of national sovereignty of any of the other countries, right? It's just kind of like it exists, you know, and everyone just kind of gets along because like if no one gets along, everybody dies. And they're only like, you know what, 200 people, I think, in the various bases. I don't know. This has been a ramble about rhinos, penguins, and Antarctica. Let's get back to some Jack White. I'm playing 2 straight hours of Jack White today. I am stalling because I don't really want to get into some more niche stuff, he says while playing 2 straight hours of Jack White. Let's go into some more, shall we? Here we go.
Windowsill, Two birds sitting there perfectly still. One of them up to no good. The other one doing what he totally should.
Yeah.
tough to think about.
And we're back. I accidentally let the next one start, but guess what? It's time for another PSA. Let's choose one real quick, shall we? I don't like that one. No. Okay, here we go. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. The 1,700-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within. What?! That was an interjection. That was me. I'm excited about the secret room. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Number one, how did I not write that? Number two, how did I not know about the mirror maze? I want to go to the mirror maze. I don't know what that has to do with science, but there are pictures of like people walking through a mirror maze, and I'm assuming at the dead ends there's like things about like numbers and math and science, maybe. Where's the secret room? What is the secret room? What makes it a secret room? Is it really secret? Is a great, great question. Or is it just like, it's the secret room that everyone finds in the mirror maze, in the center of the mirror maze. If you're in the secret room, is there a sign that says it's a secret room? Or do you think it's just another part of the maze that's like a normal part of the maze? These are all questions that you can answer by going to the Museum of Science and going through the Mirror Maze. I'm a firm believer that everyone should go to the Museum of Science. I think it's a great museum. A little dated. There are some parts of it that are a little dated. Not going to lie. The space area. I love space a lot. The Astro Hour. As my example of how I like space a lot. I like space a lot. And there isn't much stuff on like space travel at all. There's no real current stuff there in regards to that. They've got like the model of the Apollo capsule that's like really ratty, and like a model of the I think it's Mercury. Yeah, Mercury capsule, and it's kind of it, and a model of the ISS. But like, it's very underplayed, and you're just like, what's the point of this? There's some dated stuff there. But then they've got like also the really cool traveling exhibits, like the Mirror Maze, and then also some newer stuff like some ecology / civic engineering exhibits now in regards to like the Charles River, which is really cool. I was playing around with a bunch of that, like a bunch of stuff in regards to that, like a year and a half ago, last time I went to the museum, which is really cool. It was really cool interactive stuff that I liked. And I'm like, if they could do this for like the rest of the museum, right? And then you've got the classics, right? I go to the Museum of Science, go to the Mirror Maze. I'm going to go to the Mirror Maze before it closes. I really want to. Number one, I like math, sort of. I find math useful. Number two, it's a mirror maze. What could be unfun about a mirror maze? Right? I had another thing I was going to talk about, but I just ended up ranting about the mirror maze, so I guess I'll just go back to music. I'll save that for later, I guess. Listen to 915 WFM Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. Tweet at us at the Astro Hour. At's used twice in that sentence. That's a little weird. At the Astro Hour. And tell us what you're thinking about today's Jack White show. We're playing all Jack White. We've got 34 minutes left of Jack White. And then we'll get back to whatever is playing next. Haley's not here. I wonder if someone's going to take Haley's spot. Haley's living it up in like some sunshine land right now. It's cool. Here we go with a song by another Jack White side project. Oh, I also forgot to announce, I played another Jack White side project up here a few songs ago. I Feel Love Every Million Miles by the Dead Weather, great side project. But we're going to do the second of two Raconteurs songs that we're playing today. Here we go with one of those right now.
I'm not sure if there's a point to the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. It was a junk house in South Carolina, held a boy the age of 10, along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Woke up in the back of his truck, took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands, while the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man. Daddy, then he knew what he was gonna do. Well, now you heard another side to the story, but you wanna know how it ends. If you must know the truth about the tale, go and ask the milkman.
Thank you. people that I'm your third man. But it's a fact that I'm the second son. It was the other two which made me your third. But it's my mother who made me the seventh son. Right now you can care less about me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Yeah, you just wait. You stick around. You figure it out.
That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts a doing that Saint Rita dance and I'm panting. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night.
And we're back. That was Carolina Drama by the Raconteurs off their album Counselors of the Lonely. It was the first one in this. I usually go backwards, and now for some reason I'm going forwards. The White Stripes with Ball and Biscuit, a great song, one of the only songs I've ever performed live in front of humans. And Jack White with I'm Shaken. Of course it was Jack White. With the solo stuff with I'm Shaken off of the album Blunderbuss. Great song, great music video. We haven't seen many music videos out of Jack White in a while. There was one so far for the first single off this new album, and there was one, I want to say, one, kind of two, for his second album, and there were a lot more for the first album. I don't know. They've got this weird relationship with music videos. You can tell that they really wanted to make more, especially when they're in the White Stripes days, but it was kind of during the death of the music video. You know, but now we're in sort of a revival, right? Because YouTube has made it easier, like, has made it easier to distribute music videos and has made music videos a much better promotional tool. Whereas there was that period of time where MTV had failed and there wasn't really another way to kind of, by MTV had failed, I mean, like, MTV wasn't doing music videos anymore. That's what I mean, if you catch my drift. So MTV wasn't doing music videos anymore, but the internet hadn't really, like, started up yet, where there was kind of like a period of time where people made music videos just because that's what you did if you had a hit song, you know? At least that's how I feel. And I feel like that kind of hit the White Stripes pretty hard, where there were a few times where they had, like, really cool music videos, but, like, no one really cared because no one cared about music videos anymore. But now people care again, so. What else do we have here? We've got four more songs, and I've timed it pretty well so that we can get these going. So we're going to do three more songs. I'm going to talk a little bit more, then we're going to close with one more. So here we go, going into the final stretch here with some more White Stripes.
Two, three. Thank you.
seem to know me best. You chose me out of all of the rest. Take me home with you and help me forget. Let's take the worst and somehow turn it into the best. Cause I know
your call. You built a house of cards. brother cause you lost his ball. Yeah. Well, you keep blaming me for what you did, but that ain't all. The way you clean up a wreck is enough to give one pause. Yeah. Well, you seem to forget just how this all started. I'm reacting to you because you left me brokenhearted. See, you just can't take the effect and make it the cause. Make it the cause.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. We have reached the end of our 2 hours straight of Jack White tunes. Thank you all for indulging me. This has been so fun. I love all of these songs so much. I love this artist so much. I'm so excited for the new album tomorrow, not next week. I'll see you back here 2 weeks from today. Next week in this place will be Strike the Box with Chris, a great show that everyone should listen to. In the meantime, enjoy your, I guess, rainy day now. I don't understand what this is. Thank you all for listening. I have been Zach Going, and here is one last track to end this day on. Mm-hmm.